Listen to Jessica, David, and Lynn. Jessica.
I never really liked seafood until I went to the east coast of the USA and some friends took me to a fish restaurant by the sea. They ordered surf and turf, which is steak and lobster, with a side dish of mashed potatoes. It was a great evening, and I was surprised that I really enjoyed the food. After that, I often ate lobster and even crab because it's something people do on special occasions. They sometimes have a crab feast, which is more than just food. They invite friends and relatives round, and it's like you're celebrating life and friendship when you sit down and eat crab and drink beer together.
David.
I went backpacking in Australia last summer, and I remember standing on a street corner one day. It was unbelievably hot, and it was only 8 in the morning. A man came up to me and said, "Welcome to Australia. Are you lost?" with a big smile on his face. I smiled back. It was a lovely moment. When people heard my foreign accent, they wanted to know where I came from and how I liked Australia. On the beach, people told me to put on sun cream because the sun was stronger in Australia than in Europe. I couldn't believe how friendly people were to complete strangers, so hospitable. In Britain, most people don't talk to strangers. Yes, walking around in public in Australia was completely different.
Lynn.
Well, I'm Scottish, but I've always loved Brazilian music. I've got a very big collection of CDs, maybe 250, that I bought in music shops in Glasgow and also online. Most of my CDs are samba and Brazilian jazz. I love both kinds of music because they're very lively but also relaxing. And, of course, I got interested in Brazil because of the music. I've never been there, but I've read a lot about it and I've met a few Brazilians in Edinburgh. They were really surprised and happy I knew about their music. My dream is to go there and hear the music in its own country one day.